Chapter 2. The Round Table. King Arthur went to the north and the east with his knights and fought the Saxons. Then they came back and stopped in the town of Camelot. Arthur made it the most important town in the country. It was now his home and the home of his brave knights. One day, King Arthur visited his friend, King Leodegrance. He had a daughter, and she was the most beautiful woman in England. The daughter's name was Guinevere. When he went back to Camelot, Arthur could not stop thinking about her. "I love Guinevere, and I want to marry her," Arthur told Merlin. King Leodegrance was very happy. Arthur was a good and brave man, a good husband for his lovely daughter. So Arthur and Guinevere went to church, and the archbishop married them. Everybody enjoyed a wonderful party in Camelot. Then Merlin made a large round table for King Arthur's knights in Camelot. There were 150 places at the great wood and stone table. King Arthur gave his best and bravest knights a place at the round table. Each knight had his place at the table, but no chair was better than another chair. Nobody sat at the top of a round table, and nobody sat at the bottom.
"The names of the knights of the round table will be famous," cried Merlin.
Some knights died, and other brave and good knights came to Camelot. One day, a new knight, Sir Pellinore, arrived at Camelot, and Arthur gave him a place at the round table. For a long time, there was one place with no knight. Merlin could see into the future.
"Only a good knight, your best knight, will sit there," Merlin told King Arthur. "The place is for your best knight, and he will come to it."
After many years, Sir Galahad came and sat in that place at the round table.